face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Forgive me.
Sarge.
Time for the Sarge salute of the day. It's time for the Sarge salute of the day. Who's gonna earn the Sarge salute of the day? It's all good, baby. Sarge here. It's all good. Hey, Zoe, ready to seal the seven seas?
Sarge, sub-Zo. Sarge, sub-Zo. Sarge, sub-Zo. Sub-Zo.
It's all good, baby.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich Radio Program. We're on Twitch at twitch.tv. Also, your Twitch app on your smartphone. Just search the Sports Hub. 617-779-0985. And Sarge was the in-arena voice of the Bruins last night. I got a call from Zolak, and he said, I'm getting a lot of texts from my friends saying that Sarge is the guy. So I contacted Rich. I said, "What?" He was doing the light the night, and I said, "I'm hearing Sarge." And so Rich checked his Twitter, and sure enough,
yeah,
Sarge was in the building.
It had blown up. I mean, people were just like, "Hey, this is Sarge doing the play-by-play." And the most shocking thing about all of it, and I saw somebody say this on Twitter, it might have been Jim Murray, is that for being the world's biggest self-promoter, Sarge somehow didn't tell anybody about it.
You know why?
Well, probably didn't want to lose the gig.
He was scared out of his mind. I don't think he wanted to attract attention to himself.
Listen, when you're there, there's 50 hot simoleons on the table.
you know what? Okay, so if you're wondering why Sarge did the announcements yesterday, the longtime Bruins announcer Jim Martin retired a couple games ago. And, you know, there was that moment where you saw Chara go over and say, you know, shake his hand and everything. So they're looking for somebody. And when I heard that Sarge was doing it, first I just laughed. And the second thing I thought was, without hearing him, he's perfect. Like, he's perfect for that gig. Sarge speaks in a normal voice like he's announcing a hockey game.
David Pastrnak, Sarge at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I mean, he talks like this normally, as if he's on a microphone broadcasting to everyone. You've heard him on the air before, and if you've heard him in normal conversation, that's how he is.
Oh, I've heard him do trivia. I've heard him do events at a country club. Oh boy,
dude was born for that gig. And before, and I guess,
and
that
it's such a good gig, you make so much money doing it.
Either way, I mean, it sounds like something that he wants to do.
It's not worth your time.
Tell that to a guy who DJs for free on occasion at country clubs.
I'm still telling you that to get to an event an hour before it and sit there and have to learn how to pronounce names,
it'll cost you some weddings. It'll cost you some bar mitzvahs.
It's gonna cost you some airtime.
Yep.
I probably will. Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, but if you're in your hot hand, if you got $50 after every game, you got to be feeling good.
But as far as now, I guess we got a feed last night from the board, so we've got audio of Sarge.
Oh,
as the PA guy, thank you to Dan for getting that set up, producer Dan. But I without hearing it, without hearing any of it, my mind might be changed after I do hear it. But just the concept, I'm on Team Sarge for the PA announcer. There's no question.
I'm happy for him.
He's perfect for it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good for Sarge.
Good for Sarge.
Yep.
He's relegated himself to a job that pays barely anything and will interrupt his business that he actually makes money at. So I hope Sarge gets that gig.
I bet. I mean, I bet it's more than $50.
How much
a game.
was the Red Sox?
I don't know. I don't know how much it is.
We talked about this.
No, I honestly don't know how much it is. I never did it.
It was like $50.
That's the Patriots. We talked about the Patriots.
Okay.
The Patriots pay $50, $100, something like that.
Yeah, and so the Bruins are going to be then less than the Patriots.
I bet he gets one. I bet he gets at least $100 a game.
I don't know. I don't think Steve Craig, who does all that stuff, gets much more than $50 a game. I think it's just the thrill.
I wonder if he gets like a pair of tickets, too.
Oh, wow. For your boys?
That'd be worth it. A pair of tickets a game? You can sell those things.
No, I don't think he gets a pair of tickets. I would imagine no.
Maybe we should have him on later on.
Oh, to describe the intricacies of being the PA?
No, we can ask him how much it pays. We can find out where they get tickets.
Well, that's going to be an exercise in futility. You think that how much it pays? Well,
that's for me to know and you to find out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what are you, my tax guy?
I mean, you got to think he really wants it, though, because you said it.
Yeah.
That's the reason it wasn't leaked out. There's nobody who promotes himself more than Sarge does.
He was very, my opinion is he was very scared going into last night. This is, you know, 17,000 fans. It's a big room for him. I'm thinking he was more than a little nervous, so he didn't say a word.
I saw people on Twitter trying to start a Sarge Sucks chant at the game, which that would have been pretty funny.
John in Vegas when you need him?
I mean, that would have been pretty great. But I mean, good for Sarge. So I guess, as I said, the reports are that fairly positive. I couldn't hear him on the broadcast. Like, I was listening.
Yeah, no,
I couldn't hear it at all. And I guess the people at the arena were saying that he was kind of low as well. That's not his fault. I mean, it was just
they probably turned him way down.
I guess so.
They didn't want Sarge going rogue.
Did he do the woo?
No, that's tape. That's Ric Flair. They play that. That's a button they hit.
No, that's the announcer that after.
No,
every...
no, it's not. That's Ric Flair.
So that's not Jim Martin saying woo after every call?
No, that's Ric Flair.
Yeah,
that's a tape of Ric Flair.
I always thought it was the announcer imitating Ric Flair.
No.
So they had a soundbite?
Yes.
I think
that's the announcer.
See,
no.
You think
Jim Martin goes woo after every goal? No.
Yes, I do.
I disagree. I think that's a taped segment of Ric Flair.
We need clarity on that, because I doubt he's got a button there that he just presses.
No, that's upstairs they play it.
No, I think that he goes woo.
I think so too.
And Sarge just goes zoo. You have one more Sarge?
Yeah, I can bust out another Sarge. It might take me just a minute. So.
I mean, because since he's a man of great means now, I'm telling you, that's the worst gig. It's the worst gig in the world. I know guys who do them. You got it? Because I know a guy who did the Thrashers games.
Yeah, it's 41 home games plus playoffs.
Plus, you got to get there like in at least an hour before so you can learn
longer,
the
I think.
And learn the pronunciations of the name.
Well, that's the thing with hockey players. I mean, that's got to. That's got to suck. You're going to be completely botching names.
Uh-huh. Pasternak with a sweet one. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Should we go to the movies again?
Sup-zo, Sarge here. Want to beam up? It's all good, baby. Sarge, 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 Sarge. Sup-zo, Sup-zo. Sarge, 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 Sarge. I'm watching you so.
Well, it's fairly simple.
That's my favorite out of all of them. That's my favorite.
My favorite when he does the actual songs.
Sarge really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Chase, do I just may?
It's really cold outside.
Monday Night Raw
with Dean Ambrose
is on tonight.
Roman Reigns is gonna suplex Bray Wyatt.
I know it's gonna be soon.
Like your death.
We'll be eating at Kowloon.
Don't go to sleep.
So hey, Andy Wong.
He's cool and will be spared.
Let's have some Saugus wings.
All right, we have mixed responses on Twitter as to whether or not that's a recording of Ric Flair or that was the announcer going, woo!
That's a recording of Ric Flair.
Manny, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a recording of Ric Flair. And by the way, I was listening to the broadcast, and I had to sit there and go, that sounds awful familiar. And, oh, my God, it was Sarge. Very low, but I expected any minute, you know, after a score. What's up, Zoe? But, yeah, just, he's pretty good. I got to give him credit. I was kind of hoping he would suck, but no, he did pretty good.
I got to give him
credit for it, guys. I know it hurts, but yeah. Guys, have a great weekend.
Thank you. It's not exactly rocket science. I mean, you just go up there and you read.
Right. I mean, it's like he was
Baby,
born
it's
for
cold
it.
Outside.
He was born with that voice. He was born for that yes. job. It's like someone born with a giant forehead being like a headband model.
Then you're bored for that. You're born for that job.
It's not that. It's that his voice is perpetually stuck in that volume. Like, he can't lower that voice. He can't change that voice. That's how it's stuck.
Aside from Bird, anyone in this studio, in any studio here, could do that job.
You think so?
Yeah, Nick. So the three of us could do it. Dan could do it, and Mike could do it. But yeah, Bird and Nick couldn't do it. All right, Rich, there's lots of stuff going on.
Well, let's get to what else happened on the ice other than Sarge yesterday at the TD Garden. And also, one of the biggest stars in the NFL goes down.
Yeah. Going down. Loving an elevator. Sup-so.
All right, so we will be right back.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Okay, so I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm excited.
Dutcher and Rich.
Hang on to your hat.
Because I got a take a coming.
On Boston's home for sports.
To the take train?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Dutcher and Rich.
What happened last night?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Dutcher and Rich. And Rich, what is going on?
Well, when you're only one line deep, it's all going to catch up to you sooner or later.
Stamkos, the fourth shooter. He'll carry over the line left side. Cuts to the near circle. Now to the middle. Shoots, he scores. Top shelf.
Yep, crappy way to lose, but it was two of hockey's best teams matching haymaker with haymaker until, of course, things were tied up in an overtime shootout, and it was Steven Stamkos who ultimately came out the victor in the Bruins 4-3 loss to the Lightning.
Impressive shootout, kind of a boring shootout.
Yes. There was no flair. Matter of fact, there was kind of, it almost just seemed like things petered out right before several of the guys even took a shot.
I was waiting for some moves, man. Yeah. I was waiting. Remember Kasper's Dogovins who like put the tip of his stick on the puck and like moved it around flat on the ice? What are those?
There was no flair. There's no razzle dazzle. Yeah.
Nope, yeah. None of that.
And when I see a shootout, I want razzle dazzle, damn it.
You want pizzazz?
Yeah, I'll go so far as to say I want
crappy
some
way to end a really good game.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, great game.
Yeah, it was just right into the
the bellies of the goaltenders, and then Stamkos, that wasn't even cool.
And that was like right after like Marchand with 2 seconds left, like does the headlock, and even Patrice Bergeron gets involved.
That was fantastic.
I was like, this is great.
Talk about working the system. Marchand knows, A, it's not going to cost him because he's going to still be able to participate in the shootout. Time's running out. The puck is nowhere close to the net. Right, I don't like this guy. Let's get him in a headlock.
It was awesome.
It was fantastic.
In their zone. Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
As far as that first line, they continue to be one of, if not the best line in hockey.
Left to the net, fired, they score! Bergeron chipped it over to the far side, and guess who? David Pastrnak swooped in it and hammered one home. A power play goal that took 6 seconds. 1-0 Bruins.
Is that the one that Bergeron won the face off and then made the pass? Right?
Yeah, that's the first one.
That's Bergeron.
Well, Pastrnak technically scores twice.
Give him a chipped tooth and an ugly face.
He's already got that. That makes an absurd 6 goals in 2 games, and he's now tied for the lead in goals scored this season. On top of that, we got a nice power play goal from Patrice. But outside of the first line, this team stinks at even strength. They are currently ranked 22nd in the league. And any guesses as to how many goals have been scored on even strength this season by guys not named Pastrnak or Marchand?
Well, I know there was one the first game. Because the first guy to score for the Bruins was not on the first line.
Yeah, now these are even strength Richie. Goals. Yep, and you had a Krug goal in there a couple games ago.
I'm going to say three.
Four. A total of four. That's it. That's not going to cut it, and Bruce Cassidy is very much aware of it.
Well, we win the game, right, tonight if we get secondary scoring from anybody. So I think we're stating the obvious saying that. Having said that, our record is pretty good without it, but I don't think it's sustainable.
And Tory Krug also understands that the team can't always rely on the first line to bail them out of games or the power play.
We got to find a way to break through, and once we do, I think the floodgates open. So just about finding our confidence, our touch, and when you think you're working hard, maybe you just got to work a little bit harder. A lot of times guys just think, you know, I'm doing the extra work, I'm putting in the time, but I think you can do a little bit more.
Well, game, your thoughts.
They were so close to breaking out 5-on-5. Now, again, it was Marchand who took those shots and hit a couple of posts. I think Corrali
hit one, too.
Was that the overtime 3-on-3 where he hit the post?
Didn't DeBrusk have a little something?
Yeah.
He was great
in overtime.
A couple of chances. Yeah. I mean, there were a lot. And there was one play where DeBrusk was by himself charging to the net and wound up in the net, but the pass was deflected before it got to him. That would have been a goal. I mean, they're close to breaking through.
DeBrusk played well last night, I thought.
Well, he played well. Didn't he have a turnover at one point?
Brutal turnover that led to a goal the other way.
He did have that turnover, and they were saying, not such a happy birthday. To which I said, you go straight to hell.
You go suck an egg.
Yeah, you stupid bastard.
Well, the Bruins end up leaving with a point. Their record is now 5-1 and 1.
They have a 1 point in Sarge games.
Well, no, I mean, you could say that they didn't win.
No, Sarge, they have 1 point instead of 2.
Okay, it's 1 point Sarge?
Yeah, 1 point Sarge.
All right, well.
Yeah, he's break-even Sarge.
Speaking of Sarge, I just got a text from him. He said the Woo is a Ric Flair recording.
Oh, John, congratulations.
There you go. He said that was from a WCW Monday Nitro taping in Boston at the then Fleet Center in 1997.
Boston, he knew it was from in Boston.
And by the way, I'm not even going to make him seem like he's crazy, because we had a bunch of people on Twitter who apparently knew that as well.
No, but they didn't know what wrestling event it was.
No, there's people saying it was recorded in Boston. Oh, yeah. There are. Really? I think there are other people
that knew that?
Yep.
Can we do something about what's going on in the world? And not worry. Is anyone else frightened? Can we just focus on something other than wrestling for 5 minutes?
I'd rather focus on wrestling, to be honest.
But that was from 23 years ago.
I said, I did not do any woo during the game last night. And the control room staff confirmed that it is indeed Flair and not a prior recording. I'm not saying it's a prior recording, Jim Martin. Somebody said that in an interview recently, Jim Martin sometimes did it and sometimes it was a recording, whatever. I just find it very interesting that I always thought it was him doing it. Imitating Ric Flair.
It was from 1982. $1 million slam match.
Apparently it was.
It was $10,000 slam match, I believe.
1997.
Yeah, like a fine wine at age.
I guess so. Well,
catch me at Woodland Country Club. I'll be doing trivia.
Sarge, I want to talk to you. 8:40, okay? 8:35. I want to hear about it. I'm excited for Sarge.
I find it amazing that he's up. He's just up.
Well, you can't go to sleep with all that adrenaline.
Yeah, people are saying
he can buy like two t-shirts at Gap.
People are saying that it should be like, you know how when Geno dances when the game's like out of hand at the Celtics games? They said if the game's out of hand with like 2 minutes left in the third, there should be a Sarge sucks chant that breaks out.
No, no. No. Sarge should be up with his belt on, his finest WWE
belt.
He
holds the belt up with 2 minutes left.
And he just holds it up.
I would love that.
You mean when he does PA, just climb to the top over the dasher and just hold it up like that?
Yeah, or they, you know, fly him over the arena on some kind of rope.
Are these clips you have here, is this him? That's him?
All right.
Let me hear a little second of it.
Boston goal, a power play goal, scored by number 88, David Pastrnak. Assisted by number 63, Brad Marchand, and number 47, Tory Krug. Time of the goal, 16:55. That is Pastrnak's second goal of the game from Marchand and Krug at 16:55.
Woo!
Aha! Uh-huh.
Change the woo to aha. Uh-huh. That's the only thing I would change. It's the death of woo, and it's the birth of the whole crowd together.
You know how they show those like dumb videos after goals, like from movies?
Sure.
It should just be Sarge's face glaring at the camera.
I'm watching
just
you.
Slowly moving
yes.
in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he just looks and he goes, Pastrnak.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Sarge 98.5 on Twitter.
And have it like slow down. Aha. Or just like after every goal. You know, it's like.
But it's still all good.
Like, all good, baby.
Or it just shows like pictures of old wrestlers.
Well, Benny, it's Sarge at WrestleCon getting autographs from all those wrestlers.
Or just shows Andy Wong with his arms crossed.
It's all good, baby.
I mean, come on. Sarge as a PA announcer might be one of the better things that's ever happened to the Bruins. I couldn't be more excited. This is going to be, I mean, the only thing, this is better than Bear Force One being the new goal song.
No, it's not.
It's pretty close. I mean, come on. If the whole crowd embraced Sarge being there and had Sarge-themed chants, like a Sarge sucks, that would be awesome. Or
you don't tell him that he sucks. Come on.
Yeah, I don't think he sucks. Let's see. I should be the PA announcer after hearing that guy. Yeah. So I think Sarge, I think that his voice is absolutely perfect for that.
And he's going to sink it in just in case. Congratulations, Max.
And fans, don't forget, you can get everything you need to be the ultimate Bruins fan at Walmart.
He's perfect. He's absolutely perfect for that gig. Give it to him.
Because what you want to realize is that.
And by the way, it's not Pastrnak, is it?
No, it's Pastrnak.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of got to get the.
He puts his own spin on things.
It's all right. Creative license, back off.
And I understand the Marchand thing because he said it two different ways himself.
Well, listen.
But I think the consensus is that it's Pastrnak.
Anytime you can leave after doing hours and hours of work and at the end of the year have $2,000 and $2,000 in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Aha. Job well done. But it's the prestige.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what it is.
You open the elevator.
Sarge, I'm on your side. I hope you get the gig.
Yep.
Fred doesn't think you need it. Fred thinks it's a pointless
waste. All that matters is that he wants it.
I'm on Sarge's side. I hope he gets it.
I don't care. I hope he gets it, too, if he wants it. I'm just saying, financially, it's not the best idea for him. Because he would make far, far, far more money doing warding.
I thought the whole thing was that Sarge made almost no money doing that stuff.
Well, I'll negotiate.
At least this is a steady gig.
Yeah, steady gig for very, very little money. I'm telling you, I never figure out why Steve Craig does it. All right, now that that's out of the way, what will we be talking about, Rich?
All right, let's talk about something that once again just opened up the field for the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl last night. A disaster for the Chiefs.
All right, here are the headlines.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Channel.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich. On Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The days on the boulevard are lended. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract.
And me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
It's the NFL's worst nightmare.
Fourth down and one. Now Mahomes. And that makes him 9 for 10 in that category. On third and fourth and one, picking up a first down. One of the most dynamic athletes in all of sports is injured on this fourth and one carry, and it was the right knee. In a lot of pain, and it's like they almost popped that right knee back in place. And he's actually walking now without any assistance.
It sucked because Mahomes already entered the game with a bum ankle, and then right there on a fourth down sneak, in the red zone in the opening half, he injured his knee in the process, and apparently that's exactly what happened. They popped the knee right back in there, and he suffered a kneecap dislocation.
Not a wise play call.
You know what?
Star quarterback has got a bad ankle. I don't want him anymore.
Madden curse.
Oh, is he on Madden this year?
Yes, he is.
There you go. So we don't.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knows the extent of the damage.
All right. I have a little info, if you'd care to hear it.
Okay.
He tweeted late last night that feels fine.
Patrick Mahomes did?
Yeah, and that there's no break in the knee, and I highly doubt there's any damage that they'll find in the MRI, so 3 weeks is what I am guessing.
Well, three weeks is a best-case scenario.
Yes, Adam Schefter.
And you don't, and it doesn't have to break to get ligament damage.
No, that's what I'm saying is I don't believe the MRI is going to show ligament damage. He says he's fine. So, and he was up, you know, tweeting. So I tend to believe there's no ligament damage. I think he popped his kneecap out of place.
Yeah, he will end up having that MRI this morning. In the meanwhile, Matt Moore went in. And by the way, Matt Moore told one of the reporters last night that he had taken exactly zero reps this season.
Matt Moore's always been a steady backup.
Well, I mean, he did pretty good when he got in there. It was an amazing pass he had to Tyreek Hill. On top of that, one thing we also confirmed last night is that Joe Flacco is awful.
Second down and 9 here for the Broncos, down by 7. Ball is out there for the Chiefs, and Raglan takes it in for the touchdown. Knocked out by Hitchens. And without Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs' defense has let us take it into the end zone.
So the Chiefs still win 30-6, and afterwards, Fred, you were saying it was a bad play call. Andy Reid was asked about that when Patrick Mahomes was hurt. Should you have done a quarterback sneak?
No, I mean, not too many people get hurt on a sneak, and so it's a freak thing, and it happens. So you know, I was proud of our guys stepping up, and you know, they didn't let down, which you've seen that over the years. You've seen teams that let themselves down after one of your best players or the best player gets hurt, in particular the quarterback.
Andy Reid got a little defensive at one point. Some guy asked about that play, and it was actually right before that clip right there, and he goes, "What, do you think I called a bad play for it? You think that was irresponsible?"
Yeah, and then he ate 7 hot dogs.
Anyone want to guess how long Matt Moore's been in the NFL?
He's
one of those guys. He's
15 years.
The backup quarterback of backup quarterbacks.
Hang on.
He's always hanging around.
He played for the Lions, and he always did a good job.
He was in Miami for a while. And he was in, so he was with the Lions, Miami.
Not the Lions. Never played for the Lions.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Okay, so it was Miami and where else?
Carolina at the start of his career before Cam Newton came in.
So that's got to be like over a decade. I'm going to say 11.
City. Yeah, 11 years.
Wow.
And he's made approximately, just eyeballing it real quick, about $23, $24 million.
Okay.
Not a lot, but still, for a backup quarterback, a guy who's been a starter, I think, 1 year in his career, had that 1 year with Miami, and that was 2011. So he's been around a long time.
Yeah. So
35 years old.
Remind me, 3 games, that does not cover the Patriots game.
No. Correct? They're 7 weeks
away.
But
they have tough games.
Okay, all right.
7 weeks away is the Patriots.
But Kansas City schedule is not easy.
I just know that after this week, there's the Browns, and then after that, the season becomes fun. Actually, the Browns game is going to be fun.
You want
to
hear something interesting?
What's that?
I believe the Jets will win on Monday night. C.J. Mosley is back there at home. The Patriots had a long time off.
You sure Mosley's back? He didn't practice yesterday.
He's back. He has come out and said that he's back.
Okay? Yeah, he said that he's going to be playing.
All right. So if C.J. Mosley plays, that completely changes the defense, and I think the Jets win that game.
Defense also, is pretty good without him.
Also, Josh Gordon might not be playing. That's another thing we learned yesterday. He was not in the field, and according to some of the people who were there, they believe that more than likely he's going to be out. Philip Dorsett, he was limited. But they say that he's going to be fine for the game. But once again, he's doing that. Edelman's playing through that chest injury. And C.J. Mosley did say he was going to be back. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a better game than I think people are expecting. It's a 10-point spread, I think, at this point.
But the other part of it is it's a divisional game, and that changes things a little bit. Regardless, it changes things a little bit.
Yes.
Especially if the Jets are healthy.
Because if the Jets win that game, they're making the playoffs. Because they're 1-4.
Why? Because the Bills are still in.
Go look at the schedule that the Jets have. It's ludicrously easy.
You think they're going to finish with a better record than the Bills?
Yes, I do.
I'm not convinced.
I mean, go look at their schedule.
I understand the schedule's pretty easy, but
easy.
Well, look,
but don't they have the same schedule essentially as the Bills?
No, the Bills made the playoffs, right?
Yeah. Last year or was it the year before?
Yeah. Backdoored it?
Oh, when was it? Was it last year?
Was it 2 years ago?
It might have been 2 years ago.
No, it was 2 years ago they backdoored it because Andy Dalton had a big game on the last
That's right. And everyone was sending his charity all that money. That's right.
At Jaguars, at Dolphins, Giants, Redskins, Raiders, Bengals, Dolphins.
Yeah.
Those are all wins.
Yeah, but look at the Bills. Don't they have to play the same slate?
Fred, I just see you. This is not the first time you've gotten excited about Jet possibilities and then been massively disappointed at the end of the season.
When? Bills have Dolphins, Eagles, Redskins, Browns, Dolphins, Broncos, Cowboys, Ravens, Steelers, Patriots.
Yeah, other than the Patriots, I mean, that doesn't sound like
Jets.
Yeah, I mean,
I think the Jets are a better team than Buffalo.
I'm not convinced of that right now.
They should have beat Buffalo in week one.
Talk to me again in about a month, and we'll see where we are. But the Jets are 1-4. Regardless of why they are there, they're 1-4. And that's a tough hole to climb out of.
With no C.J. Mosley and no quarterback.
I understand that, but the fact is they're 1-4, regardless of how they got here.
Yeah, plenty of teams make it after being 1-4. It happened.
But the Bills are 4-1.
I don't know what the percentages are, but they're low. But,
well, first of all, if the Bills make the playoffs, the Jets can still make the playoffs. It doesn't eliminate them from playoff contention.
I'm just saying it's going to be an extremely tough road for them.
No, it's not. It's an easy road. Their schedule is incredibly easy.
I know that, but now that they have started the season this way, you have to go and not run the table, but you have to be exceptionally good.
I
know that. But they have to put away all of these teams consistently week after week after week. And
let's look at the wild card. So you say, okay, so Oakland's 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts are 3-2. And that's it, besides Buffalo. So there you go.
I just think that
you're getting a little
ahead of yourself.
Well, I'm not the only one who thinks that. Maserati thinks that they're going to make the playoffs.
In that case, I'll back off.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we don't know what they look like with a healthy Sam Darnold.
They beat the Cowboys, which is a game you were sure they were going to lose.
Well, I mean, I think we're now learning a little bit about the Cowboys as well. They did look good.
You said they were going to lose that game.
They look good in the first half.
Yep.
Second half, they did not look good.
They beat Dallas.
I understand that, but they didn't put together four quarters, and they put together one good half,
so
and you will
matter.
Have them in the playoffs at 2-4, 1-4.
Yeah, 2-4 after Monday. All right, what's coming up, Rich?
Let's get to some, you know what? I want to hear someone talking trash on Joe Flacco and also somebody talking trash on Bill Belichick.
All right, so we will be right back.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
RotoRooter.com.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Deal.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've been watching Taxi on Hulu. Not a bad show, but very depressed.
I remember Taxi being excellent. I remember DeVito's character just killing it.
DeVito, tour de force. Eh?
Yeah.
Very, very few times DeVito has not killed it in something.
So shows from that era and that still stand the test of time, that one does. Cheers. I'm always shocked at how good Cheers is.
Yes.
If I watch an episode and it comes on. That one does. You know what? I love Sanford and Son. That show still holds up for me.
Sanford and Son is good in very small doses.
It is. Like, it's one of those things that if you just happen to catch it, it's on. You're like, damn, that was a pretty good show.
Yeah, and then you see that it was the same show every single show.
You're probably right. The writers probably didn't have too hard of a time thinking of the same plot line over and over again and just a different way to write it.
Him holding his heart while he was going to see his wife.
Mm-hmm.
In heaven.
Yep.
That was because if they bled into the 80s, because the Cheers was not in the 70s. It started in the, I think, 82. But it was, it's a fine show. And you can find that on Hulu as well.
Ah, very nice.
So if you're ever on Hulu, you also get Seinfeld on Hulu.
Yes, weird. Yes. That's one show I never watched.
First season Seinfeld, not good.
I still don't get all of the references when people reference Seinfeld.
You know, maybe you should put yourself in a position where you can actually communicate with people.
I can't.
Maybe stop being such a snob.
It's like talking to a wall.
Stop being such a snob and start watching some Svelte.
Some Svelte?
Svelte.
The old Svelte. Yeah. Now, I have seen almost all the Curb Your Enthusiasms, but I have not seen all the Seinfelds, so that is a... That is a paradox. Well, Demaryius Thomas was asked, speaking of the New York Jets,
Manish Mehta sat down, and if you read the article, Demaryius Thomas doesn't say anything, but Manish Mehta says it all for him. Manish Mehta just
sets him up, puts it on a tee?
No, Demaryius Thomas is just like he's not mad. Did you guys read the article?
Here's his quote. Like, I mean, yeah, it but sounds
he's,
like he's...
No, he's not, and Manish makes it clear that he's not speaking angrily, but Manish is like... I'll say it for him. Like, you can't trust the Patriots, and the Patriots are terrible.
He obviously tried to put a little hot sauce on it. But one thing Demaryius Thomas... Little? But here's the actual quote from Demaryius Thomas when he was talked about being cut from the Patriots. This the quote is, "It was insulting, for sure. Once I got cut, I could have just come here to the Jets and not stayed there and re-signed. When they re-signed me, I was thinking that I was good. 2 weeks later, I was gone. So I was like, why did I waste my time? Because at the end of the day, it was kind of a waste of time for me." By the way, I don't even hate that Demaryius Thomas said that. I think that,
true.
If you spend some time somewhere and they end up getting rid of you and you go somewhere else, like, well, that seems like a waste of time. I thought it was a fairly honest answer. One thing I was a little shocked by is that usually when Bill Belichick is asked about players who are not on the team, what does he say? "I'm only here to talk about the players who are here on the team." Yet, with Demaryius Thomas, he felt compelled to answer.
Demaryius is a great kid. I have a ton of respect for him. He's very professional. Did everything we asked him to do. Our circumstances changed a couple times in that period leading up to when he was traded. I feel like I was always truthful with him, but things changed, and therefore what I said was not the same as what I'd said previously.
What a great answer. Like, that's something we never get from Bill Belichick, talking about a previous player saying something that was somewhat insightful, and it sounded like being honest. Like, well, I mean, we did say that to him, but, you know, circumstances change. And that's exactly how it went. And I don't even care what Demaryius Thomas said. And then once you start to say, hey, maybe Bill's changed, you get an answer like this when asked about why they re-signed Ben Watson.
What went into the decision to bring back Ben Watson?
We had a roster spot. We had availability.
Now go home and get your shine box.
I mean, it was like, we had you for a moment there, Bill. Yeah. We thought we got you.
It's like the clouds part, and then it's overcast
again. And then he remembered, oh, yeah, I'm Bill effing Belichick. Yeah, right. F all of you.
Here's the article by Manish Mehta. Demaryius Thomas learned a valuable lesson with the evil empire that he won't forget. Never trust the Patriots. Bill Belichick will toss you away at a moment's notice if someone is better comes along. 31-year-old Thomas found out the hard way after taking Lord Vader at his word this summer. Five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver's decision to stick around Foxborough after getting cut in late August revealed a sobering truth about the NFL's greatest dynasty. Their word is not their bond. And then at the end of the article, because Demaryius Thomas really, he makes it clear Demaryius Thomas is not upset. This is Demaryius Thomas's final quote. At the end of the day, I couldn't do anything for them, Thomas said to the Patriots. Once I got traded here, I was happy to be back with Adam. And then Manish ends the article with lesson learned. Trust is a myth in Foxborough.
So, I'm just wondering, if the Patriots don't pick him up, and by Demaryius Thomas's own admission, nobody else wanted him.
No, he was, if you read the article, he's not super critical. He said the Patriots gave me an opportunity to come in and rehab and get healthy. Yeah. Listen, Demaryius Thomas is like, yeah, this sucked. They told me they're going to keep me around. They didn't keep me around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's logic, but he said, you know, believe me, he's not being like blasphemous towards the organization. Manish fills in those spots.
Of course. Yeah. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you there.
The one constant.
And another guy who thinks the Jets are going to win on Monday night is one Manish Mehta.
Okay.
Well,
doesn't carry their water.
I tell you what, if they end up beating the Patriots, it makes things more interesting. It makes it more fun.
You should want them to beat the Patriots.
The league is better when the Jets are good and the Patriots are fallible. Like, I mean, the first seven weeks we're into the season right now have been boring.
That's
if you're
right.
A Patriots fan.
You should at least want that to be a nail biter.
I can't wait till they play the Browns, because from the Browns is going to be fun because I want to see Baker Mayfield get his ass kicked. From there on out, it's going to be actual competitive football. And if they can start that a week earlier, I'm all in.
They might beat the Browns by 5 touchdowns.
You might be right.
I mean, Mayfield's going to be out there just confused, and his offensive line sucks. And Gilmore can just go, hey, Odell Beckham Jr., you're out of the game.
That's true.
That's just going to be it.
By the way, speaking of Demaryius Thomas, his old teammate, Emmanuel Sanders, last night, I mean, Joe Flacco just is the worst. He sucks. He's awful. And Emmanuel Sanders was asked about what went wrong on the Broncos offense, and he said this.
We got to make the plays. We got to call better plays, obviously. And we got to make the plays.
I mean, you guys go down and score. It looked like the first drive of the game, he had something going, and then what happened after that?
I don't know. I don't even have the answers. You know, obviously, I do know, but I'm not going to say it, so it is what it is. Next question.
I do know what it is, but I'm not going to say it. As a matter of fact, I think later on he said, you know the answer. You watch the same game.
Yeah, Flacco sucks.
Flacco's the worst.
By the way, John Elway, it's come to my attention that John Elway has done two things. He kept Von Miller around, and he signed Peyton Manning. And that's it.
Well, they're talking about him getting fired. This is an unprecedented run of futility for the team.
How many quarterbacks have they gone through?
Five.
It's five. And since they won the Super Bowl. And I believe that they had not had losing seasons consecutively like since the 70s. And so this is about to be twice. Adam, go ahead.
How you doing, guys? Great show.
Never been better, baby.
Fred, I hate to, you know, say that you're a fan. I mean, well, you are a fan. You're a fan of the Jets. I'd love for the Jets to be relevant. I really would. But do you really believe that starting off 1-4 because they got Darnold and Mosley back, that it's going to be easy?
No. First of all, I said the Jets could make the playoffs. I didn't say they would. And also, the Jets suck.
It was going to be easy, didn't you?
Maybe I did, but I don't mean it. Listen.
The Jets
suck. Everything about them sucks. I hate them. What am I going to do? I grew up liking them, and I'm not going to change my allegiances. I just have a feeling that the AFC is so crappy,
and that their schedule is so easy that it's not out of the realm of possibility for them to make the playoffs. And if I'm speaking honestly, I probably was just defending myself against the eagle across from me. But I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but there is an outside chance.
Oh, the way I read it, you said if they win this game, I think they're going to make the playoffs. That's the way I read it.
Yeah, maybe if they win this game.
And by the way, I'm getting sent the stat, and I don't know if it's true.
Yes, 1-4, and it's only happened 6 times since like 78. Yeah.
And by the way, it's worse than you think about Denver. Denver, this will be their third losing season in a row. They haven't done that since 1972.
Yeah, I said that.
I apologize. I didn't know you had said 72.
Does John listen to me?
Apparently not.
Sorry about that.
All right. No commercials here, just the headlines. Hopefully John gets his head on straight. And we'll talk to the bankroll boys who made me a little bit of cashish.
Hey, and I'm in the black.
That's right. And we will have them. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.